Hi, everyone. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. So glad you're listening today. Just the other day, I prayed for a woman who contacted me because she had had surgery, and the pain just wouldn't go away afterwards. And a lot of people suffer from that after surgery. And she said this day, that particular day, was the worst pain that she had had. And she asked me to pray. And I began to pray, and clear as a bell, I heard the Lord say, the pain will last for another 6 hours. And so I said that to her, and she said, 6 hours? I said, yes. I said, contact me again in 6 hours, and she did. And she said, Richard, the pain is completely gone after 6 hours. Now, why 6 hours? Well, I don't know the answer. I don't know about you, but I've just never been able to figure God out. His ways, the Bible says, are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts, and He takes the things that the world calls foolish, and He uses them to confound the wise. I remember when Lindsay and I were first married, and we've been married for 42 years, Lindsay had been suffering from migraines. As a matter of fact, she had had migraines since she was a child. And she would have to go into our bedroom and close the door and close the drapes and pull the covers over her head. And anybody who's ever had a migraine headache knows what I'm talking about. And she asked me if I would contact my dad and have him pray for her. And so my dad came over to our house and laid hands on her and prayed. And then he said these words, you'll have these headaches for 3 more days. And then you won't have them anymore. Well, Lindsay wondered, why 3 days? And we said to him, she said, Oral, I said, Dad, why 3 days? He said, you're winting. And Lindsay and I said, what? He said, you're winting. We thought about it for a minute. And he said, the Bible says that many were healed as they went. And I thought to myself, how interesting. And 3 more days, she had those headaches, migraines. And after the 3rd day, it was over. And she's never had another migraine since. Why 3 days? Why 6 hours with this woman? I don't know. I know that many times God gives me prophetic words when I pray for people, and I tell them what's going to happen. It doesn't happen all the time, but when it does happen, I just rejoice because I know, clear as a bell, I've heard from the Lord. And this reminds me of the operation of the gifts of the Spirit. If you study the Bible, you'll find in 1 Corinthians 12, the Apostle Paul outlines the 9 gifts of the Spirit. One, of course, is the word of knowledge. Then there's the word of wisdom. There's the gift of faith. There's the gift of prophecy. There's the discerning of spirits. There is the gift of tongues, which is not to be misunderstood with praying in tongues. There's the gift of interpretation of tongues. There's the working of miracles. There are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Well, the word of knowledge works very big in me. And so do the gifts of healing. Notice it's plural. It's the word of gift of the word of knowledge, but the gifts of healing. And my father prophesied this over me before he died. He said, son, the Lord is going to use you greatly and much more through the word of knowledge as well as through the gifts of healing. Now, the word of knowledge is supernatural information that comes to someone, a believer, someone like me, and then when that word is spoken, somebody is always healed by the power of God. It happens wherever I go. Just this past weekend, I was preaching in a church locally here in Tulsa, and there were lots of words of knowledge, and lots of people came forward to testify of healings. Now, the other operation is the gifts of healing. And my father prophesied over me that there would be a power that would come through my chest and up into my voice. And when I spoke, the power of God by the anointing would come out of my mouth and would enter people. And that happens wherever I go. It happens when I'm on television. It happens when I'm on Facebook. It happens when I'm on a podcast like this. It happens when I'm in a service. Sometimes it happens in restaurants. Sometimes it happens in airports. Sometimes it happens in grocery stores or department stores or wherever I go. I cannot decide when it's going to happen. It's sovereign. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12, the gifts do not belong to men, but they belong to God. So God manifests those gifts through whomever He chooses, whenever He chooses to do it. And I am one of those persons, I'm not the only one, but I'm one of those persons that God uses through the word of knowledge and through the gifts of healing. Now, Why are you telling me this, Richard? Because there is an influx of people calling for prayer. We get so many calls through the Abundant Life Prayer Group. And by the way, that number is 918-495-7777. And we get so many emails for prayer, and you can do that at richardroberts.org/prayer. And everyone that comes, first of all, the prayer partners that are on the line or receiving the email, they pray. And then they bring it to me. And then I take that prayer request and I hold it in my hand and I pray. And I believe God for a miracle. And if the person by any chance gives their home address or how I can contact them, then I will write them back. If they don't send the address, I can't write back. But if they send an address, then I can write back and I can continue to keep praying. You see, this is a healing ministry. I believe in the healing power of God. I saw it through the Bible. I saw it through many as I grew up, including my own father. And then God anointed me into the healing ministry. And I thank God for the gifts of the Spirit. Now, that gift that operated through me with that woman I was describing a moment ago was an operation of the gift of prophecy, along with the word of knowledge. And sometimes those gifts can work simultaneously and together. Sometimes one or two, maybe three of those gifts can operate at the same time. How does that happen? Well, it's sovereign. I don't know. I don't try to figure it out. I just obey the Lord when He shows me something to say or something to do about someone who needs healing. And I just have a feeling that there are many of you listening right now that have a need in your life. Perhaps it's physical. Perhaps you've had a problem with your blood pressure or your blood sugar. I prayed for a woman yesterday whose blood pressure, the top number was at 165. And after we prayed, it went right straight down to 130, which is near the area where it should be. It may be in your heart. Maybe it's a valve problem, or maybe you're facing a transplant. Or maybe you're facing bypass surgery, or maybe you've just got some problem with the irregular beating of your heart or something like that. Maybe it's one of other organs. Maybe it's your pancreas or your gallbladder or your liver. Or maybe it's your lungs and you're having difficulty breathing. You know, this is the time of the year when hay fever begins to show up in this part of the country and people begin to suffer and they get allergies and sometimes infections, sinus infections, and it gets way, way down on the inside. I was praying for a person just last night suffering. And this time of the year is the time of the year, September. In our part of the country is where it comes. And there are a lot of people are going around sniffling and their eyes are watering and dry eyes and their throats crackling. And you know what I'm talking about. Maybe that's something you're facing. Or maybe you've got a migraine. Or maybe you've got a problem in your neck or your shoulders or your back or your feet or your legs or in your veins, your arteries. Or maybe you have a varicose vein. No matter what it is, I'm going to pray. And I'm going to pray right now that the gifts of healing will flow right through me and flow right into you. And then I'll pray for other things. In the authority of the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, I come against this satanic attack against your body, my friend. Your body is not your own. You were bought with a price, the Bible says. And the price was the shed blood of Jesus, who not only bore our sin and shame on the cross, but He also took 39 stripes on His back for your healing and for mine. And so in Jesus' name, in that name, I come against this attack against your body. I speak to your heart. Heart, beat normally. I send the word to you for your heart to be healed in Jesus' name. I pray over your lungs. I rebuke any COPD or asthma or emphysema or any allergy. I pray that that healing comes right up your chest, into your throat, up into your sinus cavities and heals you. I pray over your eyes. I rebuke blindness and I rebuke cataracts and I rebuke glaucoma or any problem with your eyes. And I pray for healing today. I come against the loss of hearing. The eustachian tube problem, the eardrum problem, the ringing in the ear, be healed in the name of Jesus. I'll tell you, there's power. Remember Psalm 107:20. I just quoted it. Psalm 107:20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. I send the healing word. Richard, you can do that? Yes, I can. And I'm doing it now in Jesus' name. I come against a problem with your gallbladder or your pancreas or your colon or your intestines, your digestive tract. I pray for healing for your liver, that your liver and your kidneys function normally. I rebuke every trace of diabetes. I rebuke every trace of blood pressure problems. I come against the problem with your neck and with your shoulders and your arms and your elbows and your hands, and I rebuke carpal tunnel syndrome. I pray for your hips so that you can walk normally, and your knees. I rebuke this swelling and the problem in your feet and ankles. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I pray for those varicose veins to go flat, for the blood to flow through those arteries the way you were created. And remember, the Bible says you were created in God's image, and God doesn't have a blood problem. I pray that your heart not only beats normally, but but it pumps out blood all the way through all of your extremities, the top of your head to your feet. In Jesus' mighty name, I rebuke every sickness, any sickness, and cancer. We've been seeing a lot of cancer healings lately. Cancer, you've got to go. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke cancer. Every mass, every tumor, every growth, come out. And I reach in by faith and pull it out. And I expect a miracle. Are you listening to me? I expect a miracle. I pray today over your family. If there has been any problem in the family, I pray that that situation would be restored and healed. I pray right now over your family, over your husband, over your wife, over your children, your grandchildren. I pray over you today. I rebuke every trace of emotional distress. I come against depression, discouragement. I come against stress. I prayed for a woman yesterday who's under so much stress, and the stress lifted. I'm praying over you today for that stress to lift. I rebuke depression and discouragement. Come out in the name of Jesus. I'm praying over you. I'm praying over your finances. You mean you're praying over my money? Yes, I am. I'm praying that as you begin to give to God, like the Bible says, that He will use your gift that you sow unto Him for His glory, and then multiply it back to you, as the Bible says in Luke 6:38, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I pray that God multiplies, because He said, with what measure you give, it will be given to you again. I'm expecting a hundredfold return on every gift you make, in Jesus' name. I'm expecting a miracle in every area of your life. And I'm praying, as I close this prayer, I'm praying that you'll become closer to God than you've ever been. I'm praying that you get hold of your Bible on a daily basis, and you get hold of scriptures that mean something to you, and you read them, and you quote them, and you speak them until they become a part of you. Don't just let this book lay on the shelf. I had to get a new one because my other Bible was falling apart. This is my newest one. I've worn out lots of Bibles in my life. I had to get a new one. You know, if your Bible's falling apart, chances are your life's not. So I'm praying over you today. I'm praying for God's richest blessing and for His very best in your life. And you can always reach me for prayer through the Abundant Life Prayer Group at 918-495-7777. Since 1958, since the prayer group opened, we've had more than 25 million telephone calls. Or you can contact me online, richardroberts.org/prayer. That's richardroberts.org/prayer. I promise you, after the prayer partners pray, they'll bring your prayer request to me. I'll hold it in my hands. I'll pray, and I will set my faith with you for the miraculous.